Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting already that it's time for our public hearings. And for those of you who are not frequent attenders here at Planning and Zoning, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you regarding the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's not unusual for the commission to have a large number of public hearings on its agenda for each meeting, and in an effort to keep the agenda moving along and allow time for consideration of all the cases, the commission will generally take cases under advisement after the public hearing has been completed. Matters taken under advisement will then be considered by the commission at the end of the agenda. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present are invited to stay throughout the commission meeting and view the deliberations and voting on pending applications. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take instructions as given by the chairman. The hearings themselves will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced by the chairman. The director will review the application as well as any agency comments received to date. The applicant will then present its case to explain the request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The chairman will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. And please understand that the chairman has the authority to terminate or limit testimony which is considered irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of supporters as well as opponents. No direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants is permitted. Any questions that you might have should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to an appropriate individual if that's necessary. There's no rebuttal by the applicant unless permitted by the commission, and the public hearing will then be closed and the case is taken under advisement for deliberation at the end of the agenda. For the consideration of those here this evening, if you do have a cell phone or a pager, we'd appreciate it if you would turn that off or put that on a vibration mode for the rest of the evening.
All right, sir, we thank you.